Here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Camel Hall of Fame Committee announces first inductees. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Campbell County High School Hall of Fame Committee announced its first class of inductees in November. Established earlier this year, the committee was organized for the purpose of recognizing the school's tradition of success. The Gillette News Record reported Scott Rankin, committee member, said the committee received about 30 applicants in the inaugural year. The members then met together to review the nominations and evaluated them before selecting the first class of inductees. Rankin said, "We had really good responses," adding that it's not only an Athletic Hall of Fame, but also for CCHS students and alumni who made a lasting impression at the school or in their communities. The first class of inductees includes Mark Finch, Mike Latke, Sean Doerr, Vanessa Young Brandt, Susan Newberry, Bill Kurt, Marie Dickey Amon, Ryan Williams, and the 2013 Camel Wrestling Team. Rankin said there's a lot of great athletes, administrators, teachers, and coaches that have come through CCHS. The committee still falls beneath the umbrella of the Camel Booster Club, but Rankin said that the members have created their own bylaws and meet about every 6 weeks. Recently, members designed tickets for the inaugural induction weekend, which is scheduled for January 19th through the 20th. Rankin said the committee is still looking for sponsors to help cover the venue, plaques, and dinner costs for the inductees. The committee created a Facebook page, Camel Hall of Fame, Gillette, Wyoming, that people can visit to keep up with new information. If you're interested in tickets or sponsoring the event, you can contact Scott Rankin at 299-5921. Food banks, pantries address rising food insecurity during the winter holidays. The number of people in Wyoming who don't know where their next meal will come from is on the rise, according to new USDA data. Rachel Bailey with the Food Bank of Wyoming says organizations like hers are also facing higher food costs as they work to ensure neighbors in need can access nourishing food during the winter holidays and beyond. Donations of canned foods are always welcomed, but Bailey says the best way to help is to make a financial contribution. Bailey said the Food Bank of Wyoming is set up so that we can take $1 and we can make it equal 3 meals. So that's why if you give financially, this is really a good time of year to do it. The end of the COVID era assistance programs like boosts to SNAP benefits and the refundable child tax credit has put more families at risk of hunger. Proponents of ending the program warned that they are discouraging people from re-entering the workforce. But this concern is unwarranted, according to the researchers at MIT and the University of Chicago, which found that the programs do not impact workforce participation. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane.